I will sing the Lord's high triumph.
There are so many poetic passages in the Bible, Old Testament and New, that cry out to be sung. Now we sing, I hope we do, lots of the Psalms. We sing passages from Philippians 2 and Revelation. But there's so much more. So this is one I set to music, written during a clergy conference at Ely. Sometimes a conference, or even days away, can provide space for some quiet reading and writing. Part of our study focused on Easter and its traditional foreshadowings in the book of Exodus, and following the Passover, the song of Moses and Miriam in chapter 15. A first draft was actually ready to be sung at our closing gathering, followed by more consultation and work back home. Some sensitive animal lovers have noted that I don't include the horse and its rider God has thrown into the sea. My defence, if needed, is that this crossing of the sea is often referred to later in the Bible without such details.
I will sing the Lord's high triumph, ruling earth and sky and sea. God, my strength, my song, my glory, my salvation now is he. Through the waters, God has brought us liberty. By the storm and at the mountain, grace and judgment both are shown. All who planned his people's ruin, power divine has overthrown. Nations tremble. God has made his mercy known.
Who is like the God of Israel, faithful, holy, throned above, stretching out the arm of anger, yet he guides us by his love. To our homeland. God will see us safely move. Praise our God, who in the thunder led a nation through the sea. Praise the one whose blood released us from our deeper slavery. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Christ is risen. We are free.
The hymn text has been included in several liturgies for the Easter season. I wrote this with the classic Cum Ronda tune in mind. It's also been paired with such standard tunes as Neander.